Shinner 100 on Shari Tshuva, Shari Beis, Ois Tes. We continue to discuss the importance of doing Tshuva when a person is older in life, of course, younger. Even better. Ben Yonah says, when the person is getting older, he turns 70. Seva, we're talking about 70. He should try to distance himself. The more and more he gets older and older from the taivas of Olam Hazeh, the enjoyments of this world, and focus on the real investments of life. Spiritual investments. He says a person should set time. Set time. He's binding b'yiras Hashem. Private time. It's important to have some private time. It's important to spend time with one's wife, with one's husband, with the children. It's also very healthy. Very important to have private time. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, he would have private time. He was a tremendous Marbitz Torah. He gave dozens and dozens of shiurim a week. A week. And he was the rav of a shul, answering questions, phone calls. But he also had private time, when he would think about Hashem, see Hashem in the Bria, like the Rambam says to do. Look at the beautiful creation. V'yisyachid tamid lizboinim b'yiras Hashem. What should he be doing? He should be focusing on Yiras Hashem. Try to improve his midos. Try to improve character traits. Try to be a better person. Think about other people, their needs. Daven for them. Daven for other people. Unfortunately, over the past year, Baruch Hashem, it's calmed down, but you get emails on a regular basis. Please daven, please daven, please daven. This one's sick, that one's sick, this one's sick. Unfortunately, there's still people. We're all around here, walking, breathing. They're on ventilators still for months and months and months. Daven with the same people because they still need a refuah shleima. Ulesaki midoiso the vakish Torah mitzvahs. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. Person gets ingrained into a certain way of life, certain behavior, and it's very difficult, especially when a person's older, to fix certain character traits. He's been doing this for decades. But it's not impossible. It's difficult, but it's not impossible. And that's what he says. We have to, number one, be cognizant, be aware. This is a responsibility. That's number one. The same way a husband doesn't scream at a wife, and the wife doesn't scream at a husband, and people don't scream at each other. We talk with Derech Eretz. We talk with the realization: is it Tzelem Elokim? Would you scream at Hashem? Excuse me for saying the words. Would anybody scream at Hashem? What kind of ridiculous question is that? Who would scream at Hashem? A wife, a husband, a person, a friend. Everybody would Tzelem Elokim. I just read a Maisa. We mentioned Rav Miller before. He was walking down the street. He sees a homeless person sleeping on the floor. He takes a newspaper. You read on Shabbos. He takes a newspaper. He folds it over and puts it under the man's head. He picks up the man's head. He puts it under his head. Someone says, can I ask the Rav, why? Why was it necessary for the Rav to do that? You know what he said? He has a Tzem Elokim. He has a Tzem Elokim. We have to see the Tzem Elokim and other people. When we realize, we acknowledge that other people also have a Tzem Elokim, we'll treat them better. It doesn't mean we have to agree to what they say or do, but we have to realize that they also have a Tzem Elokim.